We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're in item
65.
Yes, we have learned that everything begins from the will to receive. The will to receive has evolved to the point that it becomes opposite to the light, and the light that influences the will to receive, the phase four of the will to receive, where the most developed will to receive is, which feels itself as a receiver and thus feels opposite to the light, feels a sense of gap between itself and the light. It receives, the light bestows, and then the will to receive restricts itself. It cannot agree with this state, meaning the Creator created deliberately such a feeling in the will to receive that it can't stand the gap towards the Creator, the light. And from that restriction onwards begins a development where instead of the will to receive taking in all the pleasure, all the light, and enjoying it, the Creator ruined this state so that the will to receive can't accept and enjoy the light directly. And so the will to receive develops a desire to bestow from meeting the light, a desire to resemble the light, to be connected to, adhered to the light according to that quality of bestowal that exists in the light. And then from this Malchut of En Sof, after the restriction, we begin to learn the system. And the whole system is built from two parts. The development from above downwards until the very last degree, lowest degree called this world. And that is a descent from above downwards, 125 degrees, five worlds, and so on. And then an ascent of the will to receive through all these degrees all the way back up to Malchut of En Sof, and that's called the final correction, meaning that the restriction that Malchut of En Sof is doing in the world of En Sof, it obligated Malchut of En Sof to expand all the way down to this world and then begin the path of correction from below upwards, from this world all the way to the world of En Sof, so that the will to receive through its correction comes to an intention in order to bestow. So it uses itself after the restriction only with an intention to bestow. And thus, it equalizes itself to the light, to the Creator. This is what we are learning in general. And besides that, we learn that the will to receive can't make these changes happen at once, but in order to allow the will to receive to correct itself gradually, it goes through a shattering where it connects with the will to bestow, and they, as if both shatter together, and then from little pieces that where each and every piece is comprised of both a little will to receive and a spark of the will to bestow. And so, these particular pieces of desire can undergo corrections. So it's not the will to receive within each such item that determines what to do, but rather the spark will determine what to do, what is happening. And so who will decide that depends on the structure itself as it is given an opportunity to grow this way. And its free choice happens through the environment. Because on its own, it has a great broken will to receive and a very tiny spark of light that just keeps it restless and attracts it to the purpose of creation. But really, there's nothing more to it. Therefore, what we learn is how we are doing our actions in order to bestow in a state where we have free choice. We have the ability to be influenced by both the will to receive and the spark, the will to bestow. And then it depends on the person, how does he position himself under the influence of either the will to receive or the spark. And that's how we advance. Now let us start learning. We've learned that we had Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction in Malchut of Ein Sof, where the Malchut, the general will to receive, said, I don't want to receive for myself ever again. And then it began to start receiving portions of light in order to bestow. And that has happened across several Potsufim. And then we saw there is a part of Potsuf Galgalta that cannot receive the upper light. It has no power of masach, of screen, for that. And we've learned that Nekudot of Sag descend below the Tabur and mingle with Nehi of Galgalta, and they add to Nehi of Galgalta a force of bestowal, awaken it. They awaken Nehi of Galgalta, and Nehi of Galgalta in return influences Nekudot of Sag with a force of reception of Galgalta. And so Malchut of Galgalta and Nekudot of Sag, Malchut of Nekudot of Sag, where Malchut is phase 4, and then there's Malchut of phase 2, so 2 and 4 mingle. They mix, and that brings about a restriction in Nekudot of Sag. So that with this mingling of the phase 4 from Nehi of Galgalta, they cannot receive anymore in their entire vessel, but only in the top part, which is called Chabad Chagat, until the Chazeh of Nekudot of Sag. That's where they can receive the upper light, and below the Chazeh, until the Siyum, they cannot receive the upper light. There is the governance of phase 4. And that's essentially how we see in the meantime where is this shape called Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, where the Malchut that was at the Siyum of Galgalta or Siyum of Nekudot of Sag, it rose to Tiferet, which is also Bina of the Guf of Nekudot of Sag, and that's where it now stands. Meaning, the lights can go down below the Tabur, but only until the Parsa, until the Tiferet, Sfirat Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag. That's where we have arrived. And now the ascent of the general Malchut to this Tiferet of Nekudot of Sag. This action is referred to as Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. So like in the first restriction, we can't receive in order to receive, which was permitted before the restriction. Similarly, after the second restriction, we can't receive even in order to bestow if it's below the tabu of Nekudot of Sag, below the Pasa, because there's no power of receiving in order to bestow there. This is what we've covered. I see everyone understands besides Kiev. What's unclear to you?
Yes, dear Rav. What does it mean that the upper vessels receive the light?
What upper vessels?
Well, we're learning there. The vessels that are trying to receive in order to bestow. Nekudot of Sag, those vessels.
So what? Yeah, the light comes to us through Galgalta, through Ab, through Sag. It goes down from the Sag to the Parsa. In all those places, the upper light can fill the vessels.
I mean, what does it mean that they're complete vessels?
In order to bestow. They receive the light in order to bestow, and thereby they identify with the Creator. That's all. They appear as corrected.
Why does the second restriction take place?
A part of them can't receive in order to bestow below the Pasa. But above the Pasa, they can. That's why the upper light now spreads not just down to the Tabu, but even down to the Pasa. Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Рав. Вот товарищ спрашивает, вы, в принципе, хорошо объяснили, но тем не менее...
Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking, although you explained it well, but nevertheless, what's the difference between Parsa and Tabu? Parsa is a more harsher boundary than Parsa, let's say, than Tabu, let's say? Or is it as a result of the second restriction? What's the difference, the essential difference?
Gvul. Parsa means the boundary between the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. In the middle, it's called Parsa. So until the Parsa, it's permitted to receive in order to bestow. Below the Parsa, there is no strength, no power to receive in order to bestow. That's why it's called the second restriction, an additional restriction. PT 14.
A general question. In Tess, Baal HaSulam writes that the restriction is done only since his simple desire was to create the world, which means that he wanted to have that equivalence of form that will be fated to take place through the creation of the world. The question is also, the second restriction is for the sake of the world to be created in the future. Because we already talked about the place of the worlds, that the second restriction caused that.
Tzimtzum Bet 2 is a direct result of Tzimtzum Aleph. It's just time now where the same limitation that came from the first restriction now continues to the another place and appears as the second restriction. But actually, in principle, there's nothing new in the second restriction. The first restriction is that it's forbidden to receive in order to receive. So then when vessels appear as such that might receive in order to receive if the light comes to them, then they're limited too. They're restricted by the Pasa. That's it.
Okay, so we're in item number 65. The heading is the place for the four worlds of Bia and the Parsa, which takes place between Atzilut and Bia. 65. Thus we have learned that the second restriction occurred only in the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, which positioned from Tabur of Ak downward, through its Siyum Reglin. that is above the point of this world. Know that all the changes that followed that second restriction come only in that partsuf, nekudot of sag, and not above it. When we said that above through Malchut's ascent to the half of Tiferet of Ak, she ended the partsuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut of Ak came out in the form of empty space. This did not occur in Tanhi of Ak itself, but only in Tanhi of Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak. Yet in Ak itself, these changes are considered a mere raising of man. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten sefirot of Nikudim themselves, though no change took place in Ak itself.
All
right, in the meantime, I'm not seeing questions. Are there serious questions from the women?
The question of about the intermingling of Malchut and Bina, of 2 and 4, in what manner this happens, meaning if they're opposite to one another as far as their qualities, how could there be an intermingling in the second before the second restriction.
Read the question itself.
Okay. What does it mean that 2 and 4 are mixing if they're opposite in their qualities? What is the manner of intermingling between them? We're talking about the picture that you drew here.
There's still no mingling, no mixing. There's actually a boundary between them that 2 is above, 4 is below. This is the Malchut, right? And this is the Bina. Oh, sorry. I wrote in Hebrew. So this is Malchut. And this is Bina. Yeah. That's how it goes. And they still don't mix these desires. On the contrary, in between there's a parsa. A boundary that does not allow them to be in any contact between them. Because above the Balsa are vessels of bestowal, Bina, and below the Balsa are vessels of reception, Malchut, and they're opposite to each other.
All
right? No questions? No?
There are more, but we'll wait for the time being.
All right.
Gilad.
Item 66. As soon as the restriction occurred, meaning during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at the Nikve Enayim of Ak, it caused Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak to divide into 4 divisions. 1. Kachab Chagat up to its Chazeh, which are considered the place of Atzilut. 2. The lower thirds of Tiferet from Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, the ending of Tiferet, which became the place of the world of Bria. 3 is the 3 Sfirot Nehi, which became the place of the world Yetzirah. And 4, the Malchut in it, which became the place of the world of Asiya.
Okay, let's look at 66 again.
Again, item 66. As soon as the restriction occurred, meaning during the ascent of Malchut to Binah,
meaning the Malchut standing here below, right? How she rises above Binah. And what happens?
Before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at Nikve Enayim of Ak.
Oh, that's later. We'll learn that.
This caused Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions.
So, the same Partsuf that descended here mingled with phase four that exists in the Hiyuv Galgalta, and then there is a division made here between one part of the Nekudot of Sag and another one. Here, at the top, it's the influence, the rulership of Bina, the quality of bestowal, and below, it is the quality of reception of Malchut. And then these two parts are opposites, are separate and even opposite to each other. And so what's between them is the parsa, the boundary between bestowal and reception. And so he divides it like that. And as soon as the restriction occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the coupling that was made at the Nikve Enayim of Ak, we'll see that later, it caused, this restriction caused Partsuf Nekudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions. So here in the same Partsuf, I'm just drawing it here to have more space for it. So there are four divisions here. What kind of four divisions? He says this. Let's draw it like this. So, Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet,
Ad Chaze,
up to its Chaze. This is the Chaze.
Chaze, Ken.
Maybe even
Chaze.
Show it like this. Chaze.
Chabad Chagat.
So this is Chabad Chagat.
Lemala kan ze shlish me'atiferet.
So here there is a third of Tiferet above and two thirds of Tiferet below.
Ubet shlish mechaze velemata di Tiferet.
The two lower thirds of Tiferet from the Chazé down to the Siyum of Tiferet.
So,
we can denote it like this. Until Tiferet, Tiferet is big. So, that becomes the place for the world of Bria.
Bria.
Bria. And above it,
מקום לעולם אצילות.
Is the place for the world of אצילות.
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 גימל. זה גימל הספירות שלו.
Three.
אחרי תפארת יש לנו נצח.
It's three ספירות נהי. Meaning after תפארת we have נצח הוד יסוד and מלכות. So נצח הוד יסוד is becoming the place for the world of Yetzira.
In Hebrew now.
Oh, I'm getting confused with all this. I just, for years I got used to writing it like this. Tiferet, Netzach Hod Yesod.
איך אנחנו כותבים יסוד? כל הזמן אני גם כן מתבלבל.
How do we signify a Sodom also. Anyway, and Malchut. So this is the place for the world of Yetzirah. And Asiya.
Asiya. Ze Chalukat.
This is
Chalukat Hamakom.
The division of the place. Of
של הנקודות בסג.
נקודות of סג.
נקודות.
So this is נקודות
סג.
Of סג.
חדרה.
חדרה.
רב, איזה בסרטוט.
Rav, in the diagram, what part of Malchut is the completing Malchut that rose? And there's the Malchut that, and the Sefirot that you just wrote below the Malchut. Which Malchut remained there and which Malchut rose?
Where the aspect of bestowal in the Potsuf ends, that's where the Malchut rises and it ends the vessels of bestowal and separates between them and the vessels of reception. So it stands at the Posa. What's not clear?
That's actually clear. What's not clear is what rises, because Malchut remains below. What rises up there?
The Tzimtzum, the restriction, rises. The prohibition that the lights cannot expand below the Posa.
Thank you.
Beseder.
Okay. PT-19.
It's not clear that with the rising of Malchut to Bina to enter place before the coupling and the Nikvina. What does it mean before it rose to Bina? What is that?
Zvika, I don't understand what you're saying. You're swallowing the words, your microphone, I don't know where it is. You're not in your own assembly at work. So speak properly.
This is that during the restriction, while the Malchut was ranked to be not even before that, and the coupling that took place in Nikvinaim, what's that state of the rising of Malchut to Bina? There were four divisions.
Malchut she'ola le'Bina.
Malchut that rises to Bina, it limits the vessels that are below the influence of Bina and those, and separates them from those above. Those that are above, that's the for the world of Atzilut, that's pure vessels of bestowal. Now, the vessels of the world of Bria is only the two-thirds, the lower two-thirds of Tiferet are less in bestowal. The vessels of Yetzirah are even less, and the vessels of Asiya are all in reception. And our world is down below.
Is there a meaning of the participation of an Adam here? It's only showing us the plan. Is there participation of the Adam here in this story?
Everything is directed. The end result is in the initial thought. Everything is aimed to the final correction.
Is the person a partner in this already or not?
There's still no man yet. And I'm telling you again, from tomorrow onwards, you're not going to be able to speak until you fix your microphone.
There's a problem with the military is taking part of my internet. There's a problem here.
Well, then what can I do? You're not intelligible.
I will try to talk slower and...
PT-7.
Rav,
it's written here that the changes are only a matter of raising a man, but in Ak itself, no change takes place. How is it possible that there's no change in Ak?
Why? Ak is higher. These changes don't influence it. It's just, it only dresses into these changes because it wants to bestow, like any potsuf of Kedusha. And so it clothes in them in order to bestow.
But raising man, isn't that a change?
No. The raising man, yes, but it doesn't change itself in any way. Of course, it bestows, the man rises to it, then it has to do something about it, but it doesn't change itself. It is just completely in bestowal, and that's it. Same with Galgalta, all of them. The upper ones are uninfluenced. There's only an influence of the request of the lower one. Yes, but the upper one dresses into the request of the lower one in order to bestow, to give to that request.
But nevertheless, I would think that Nehi Avak, that it's getting now this influence from Bina, there's some change that's taking place there, isn't there? Is it something external?
No, there are changes, but it's not that it changes itself only for the sake of the lower one. However, here, the changes in the Nekudot of Sak are actual changes in the Potsuf itself. And these changes are until the final correction, where all of these limitations of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah are all cancelled. Then it's all cancelled and everything becomes as one world. But here, no, of course, we said that if some deficiency, some man rises, it rises to En Sof. And then all of Galgalta changes accordingly, and then Ab, then Sag, until it comes to the place from which the man arose. But these changes that occur in them, they are called clothings, garments. They clothe into them. It's not that they change the potsufim themselves. It's like you clothe in some, clothe yourself into some question. So you change externally. Understood? Where are we?
We're in 67.
Unfortunately, we can't continue with that because this is 67. Well, needs to be studied separately. So we'll continue with that tomorrow. We have Kiev. Oh, and PT 14. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот если до второго сокращения свет Хасадим мог распространиться под табу.
If until the second restriction the light of Хасадим could spread below the табу, then after the second restriction can it spread below the Парса? Хасадим יכול
להתפשט איפה שהוא רוצה. The light of Chassadim can spread wherever it wants. To begin with, there was no limitation over the light of Chassadim, not in the first or the second restriction. All the restrictions are only about the vessels. Can they receive the light of Chokhmah or Chassadim or not? So the light of Chokhmah, there's a problem with where do you receive it, because it's received within vessels of reception. The light of Chassadim, there's no problem wherever it's received, because it's received in vessels of bestowal. Moscow 1.
В Никудот досак произошло перемешивание.
In Nekudot of Sag, and mingling took place, and in 66 we read that a division is taking place.
Смешивание, что насает калилут.
Взаимовключение.
When the where is the integration that happens?
Они, זה אנחנו נלמד אחר כך.
No, that we will learn later. It's not for now. We now we're only seeing how the Malchut that is in Nehi of Galgalta influences Patzuf Nekudot of Sag, dividing it to two. That's all we've learned here. And as a result, we have a division of this whole space into four parts. Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, which we will learn about later on. That's it.
PT 25.
PT 25.
Rav, I have a little bit of a confusion here. Malchut, the vessels that are before the first restriction, it's not the same Malchut that's being drawn down here, right?
No. All the vessels go through a change in every place, in every state. So the fact we call them by the same names doesn't mean they're their same vessels.
So the vessels that are before the first restriction don't even appear in this diagram.
They appear with an addition of correction.
Meaning they are the same vessels, but
that went through corrections and limitations and corrections by the influence of the lights. The will to receive is, of course, the same will to receive. However, it undergoes corrections by the influence of the lights on it. Tzafon 2.
Is the definition of a partsuf the intent? Does it mean the inner observation? What does it mean?
Ani lo hivanti.
I didn't understand.
Is the definition of a partsuf, we mentioned the concept of a partsuf, is the meaning of the inner observation?
I don't know what is inner observation, I just know one thing. Patsuf means a will to receive that is organized to receive in order to bestow, and therefore it has Rosh Toch Sof, and that's how it works with the upper light. That's it. Don't drag me into things that are weren't taught to everyone. Okay, there was a question there from the women or not? We don't even hear you.
Shomim?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
A question about the Parsa, a question from Hebrew women. Does the Parsa go exactly in the middle of the place of the world of Bria?
No. The Parsa is, well, that's what I wrote here. The Parsa is found above the world of Bria, between Bria and Atzilut. The drawing that I made here is inaccurate here. Yes, we will learn that. This is not written accurately. The Parsa is after all the vessels of bestowal. There are vessels of bestowal in Kesetet, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and in Tiferet, only in the upper third of Tiferet, then comes the Parsa. That's it. And the truth is the world of Bria is actually here. Here. The world of Bria.
Ken.
Yes.
Shomea.
Ken,
I hear.
An additional question about the Parsa from PT 38. Is the Parsa in a permanent place or does it rise and descend?
Good. Parsa is a unique place in the 10 Sfirot of Nekudot of Sag, but then in the world of Atzilut, it takes on the quality that enables it to go up and down. We will learn that. Also, by going to Atzilut and descending back to the worlds of Bia, this is what enables the souls to rise from the worlds of Bia to Atzilut. That's how we rise in our feeling, in our perception, from one degree to another. Because in every degree, you have the same kind of division of the Parsa. Okay, we will stop here. Thank you to the women for the questions, and we will continue tomorrow from 67.
So our announcement for today, our schedule for today at 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the program An Inside Look with Dr. Michael Lightman, and from 10:30 to 11 Israel time, news program with Dr. Michael Lightman. And we will conclude with a song.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. Ve'im nachzik beyachad me'al ha'evdelim. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me, beyond the horizon. Through the ten that we're living in.
Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. Сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door.